Amen. One way. Say it with me. One way. One truth. One life. Where did we get such a crazy idea as that? From the Bible. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man comes to the Father but by and me. Amen. And that is the teaching of the Scripture all the way through. Well, what about what other people? What about other religions? Here's the question. What about them? Amen? Bottom line. God had one Son. There is one way for a person to be saved. And that sounds so narrow-minded. And it's funny how we'll jump on our little stool and we'll judge God when we ought to fall on our face and thank God that He gave us the one way. Amen? Say, come on. Alright? Satan hates the fact that there's one way. So he tries to pervert and have this way and that way and the other way and this way. And then what he really does is crazy. He gets us good, well-meaning Christian folk, we'll defend these crazy other ways. We'll fight one another. That's the nuttiest thing on the planet. Y'all listening? Paul combated this kind of mess in his day. And we're looking at a book called the Book of Colossians for three Sundays. Let's go to the message now. Last week, we talked about a little bit about Gnosticism, and it's about knowledge and getting more knowledge. And people still think that today. People think, well, if I know or if I'm good enough, if my good outweighs my bad, I'll get to heaven one day, and if I'm good enough, I'll go to heaven. Okay? All right? These kind of thinkings have been going on for a long time. They're not biblical. They're not right. They're wrong. Say that with me. They're what? Wrong. Well, I was taught this. Well, you were taught wrong. I'm sorry. Happens all the time. You know what? I've been taught wrong to play golf. How many of you ever played golf with me? Yeah. Do I play wrong? Have you played with me? Do I play wrong, Frank? Do I play wrong? Because I was taught wrong. I was taught to hit the ball like a baseball. I go up, I try to hit it like a baseball. Now, when I hit it sometimes, it'll go. It'll go far the wrong way. No, I've been able to adapt and sort of make it work. And a lot of people can make false religion work for them down here on this planet, but it ain't going to work with God. Okay, just because I've been taught wrong doesn't mean it's right. When you put me out on that golf course, oh, I might hit around, I can hang out with the guys a little bit, but it ain't for long. After about the third stroke, they go, this boy been taught wrong. Well, we ought not accept that kind of thing when it's against the Word and it's not the truth. We need to know what the truth is and stay with the truth in our life. Amen? Come on. Let's go with it now. Let's learn today. Last week was all about the fact that Jesus, it's all about Jesus. He's preeminent. That's what the whole first chapter of Colossians is about. In case you got any question. Well, this religion's a good one. Well, you put it up against the test of what Jesus has done in Colossians chapter 1, and you'll realize, oh my goodness, I guess this isn't going to fly. Y'all with me? Yes or no? Now let's go to this message today. It's chapter 2. Say it with me. Beware of Satan's... Come on, now y'all got to wake up. Help me now. Beware of Satan's tactics. Let's go look at it. Let's go with the message. Here we go, Raj. Amazingly, we live in the information age. Yet we still live in an age of massive misinformation. Okay? And certainly the church and religion is not immune to this. A lot of misinformation out there. The Bible says that Satan, say it with me, is the what? He's the prince of the power of the air. Where in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. So we're going to look at Satan's tactics today. The Bible also says that in the end times, or the last days, men will not endure what? Sound doctrine. But after their own what? Lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Tell me what I want to hear, preacher. Tell me what makes me feel good. I mean, we like that. Who wants to hear stuff that don't make you feel good? I don't want you to come here and feel bad after listening to me necessarily. That ain't what I get up on Sunday to do. But if you've been taught wrong, we try to fix your swing. Amen? Say. Because see, golf's just a game, but your life isn't. And the life of others. You've been called for one reason. After you're a child of God, you're on this planet for one reason. To reach other people for Christ. if you don't know the truth and you're not saying the right things or knowing the right things, guys, it sounds really good to believe this or believe that, but is it true? And what if our teaching leads someone astray or leads them to hell? I don't want to do that. That's craziness. Amen. Come on. So we need to learn. That's what Paul was trying to do. The Apostle Paul dealt with this kind of Gnostic perversion in the book of Colossians. We talked about that last week, about the power of knowledge. And that it's not about Jesus dying, but it's about you knowing. And it's about having information. It's about you being enlightened. No, it's all about Jesus dying. It's all about Jesus raising from the dead. It's all about the sacrifice that He gave for us. It's all about you humbling yourself and believing in Him. Did you hear me? It's all about that. Okay? It's about you saying no to every other way and yes to the one way. Okay? Oh, there's power in knowledge, knowing Him. Amen? The truth shall set you what? Free! Amazingly, I grew up lost as a hell-raising kid. I didn't know I mattered. I didn't know I had a Creator. I didn't know when I went to the ocean, I could look at that and go, wow, look at what God did! Amen! I didn't realize that when I was hurting, God cared for me, that I could pray. Wow, you talk about knowledge. When you know the truth sets you free to all other kinds of incredible knowledge of the one true God. You hearing me? Okay? But not this crazy stuff that Paul was dealing with. This deadly perverted virus was attacking the church of Colossae. So that's why this book of Colossians was written by the Apostle Paul. Salvation, they said, could only be obtained through what? Superior what? That left us poor, not so intelligent folk out, didn't it? Well, no, God loves us all. Aren't you glad? Say, amen, say. Come on. So faith, they taught, a belief in something without material proof. They taught faith, a belief in something without material proof, was what? Silly and useless. They taught for you to have faith in a God you can't see. Faith in something that's just written in a book. Are you kidding me? You can't believe in that. That's craziness. Well, that's what God said they would say. Okay? Preaching to many is foolishness. Is that correct? Sure. Okay? So, this is what they taught. Matter itself was evil. They thought the world was created by a series of angelic emulations. And you can look all this stuff up. I'm not going to take all morning talking about this. I want to get to where it can help us. This ruled out the incarnation of Christ. But this idea that things were created by different angels and different emulations, it ruled out this. This is what their teaching ruled out. The virgin birth and incarnation of Christ, divine creation, prayer, faith, miracles, the accuracy of the Bible, and the second coming of Christ. You think those things are important? Okay? See, that's the problem with false religion. In the name of being nice to people, and I'm all about being kind to people, sure. But my being kind, I don't have to accept false religion to be kind. You understand that? Say. I can love people that say, oh yes, your way is the right way. I don't have to pick a fight. But, amen, say. I'm not going to accept that. I don't need that. That's not the truth. So let's go with the message again. Here we go. Beware of Satan's tactics. Here we go. What are Satan's tactics? This is where I was wanting to get. I've got about 20 minutes. We've got to fly. What are Satan's tactics that we see? I want you to think not just about false religion. I want you to think about these tactics are used in your own mind. About your belief and your faith. Okay? Let's go with it. Number one. Enticing words. Sounds good. Sounds good. You ever did something because it sounded good and later you found out that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. Let me see your hand. Enticing words. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with what? Enticing words. Satan's tactic, number one, is enticing words. Just because something sounds good doesn't mean it is. Okay? A lot of Christians are what? Suckers! I mean, the things that's on Christian TV that preachers promote and sell and get you to send money in,
It's the nuttiest thing on the planet. But that man, they're just flooded with calls and mess over this crazy man. Are you hearing me or not? Come on. It's great. A lot of Christians are just suckers. Study to show yourself approved unto God, the Bible says. A workman that needs not to be what? And rightly divide the word of truth. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in who? Him. Rooted and what? Built up in who? Him. And established in the faith as you've been what? Abounding therein with what? Thanksgiving. Amen? So, tactic number one that Satan uses, really against us and firing at us, and yeah, this is dealing with false religion, but this is practical too for our life. Enticing words. Sounds good. Very persuasive. Amen? Number two, philosophy and vain deceit. Now, I didn't come up with these words. They're right in the book of Colossians. Beware of Satan's tactics, what we're talking about. Beware lest any man spoil you through what? And vain deceit. I mean, somebody can have an education, and believe it or not, I am a college graduate. Doesn't mean a hoot as far as I'm concerned for me if I use that over the Scriptures. No, the Bible, that's what it's about. Amen? Okay? I look back, I love college. I think you ought to go to college. Amen, if you can. Amen? Great. But I'm telling you what, just because you get a college education doesn't mean you're smarter than somebody else. You hear me say? A lot of people in college, a lot of professors, dumbest people on the planet. You can put my name to a quote, be Gary Clark said it, okay? Kookiest ideas. You kidding me? But because it's a degree and it's a philosophy, it must be right. So much of philosophy is learning more and more about less and less, and finally you know everything about nothing. Amen. Keep looking. So much of philosophy is like a blind man looking for in a dark room for a black cat. It ain't there. It ain't there, dude. The cat ain't in the room. Yeah, but he is. It's dark. I know he is. No, he ain't. Listen, beware of Satan's tactics. Philosophy, vain deceit. If you can just keep focused and remember, this is really not about you. It never has been about you. It's about Christ dying on the cross, about His resurrection. It's about He was made human for humans. He humbled Himself, became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. It's all about Him. He came here to save us. Why are we still here, Pastor? We are here to reach people for Christ like someone has helped reach you for Christ. Understand? Why does Fellowship Church exist? Jesus called His disciples. He said, follow me, I'll make you what? That's why we exist. We're here to love Jesus Christ and to love people. That's why we exist. It's not about me getting full of myself. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Vain deceit. Or some kind of philosophy. Let's go. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the what? Word of God. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By philosophy? No. By taking heed thereunto according to your what? With my whole heart I have sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from your what? Commandments. Thy what have I hid in my heart? Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Forever, O Lord, your what is settled in heaven? Word, not philosophy, not the latest little idea that comes down the pike. Y'all listening this morning? Okay. Oh, how I love your what? Philosophy? Your law? Your word? It is my what? Meditation all the day. I'm telling you, if you put more time into reading the word and less time into trying to figure out all these other things that ain't true, I can't tell you how much better off you'd be. You listening? Come on. Your word is a what to my feet? Lamp unto my feet, and it's a what? Light unto my path. Yeah, the Gnostics were right. It's about light. It's about light, all right. It's about the light of God's Word. It's about the light of truth. The truth shall set you free. Okay? What is that noise? Do you hear that? Wow. Y'all hear that? You don't hear it, but it's bothering me. But anyway. The entrance of your Word gives what? Light. It gives understanding unto the what? Wow. You mean even the simple can get it, preacher? Yep. My dad had a seventh grade education, went off into the military in World War II before he was really aged enough to do it. I think he was 15. Somehow he snuck in, got in. I don't know how they did it back in the day. I guess they were just wanting folks, and he went. My mother went to the 11th grade. But I'm so glad. My mother, when she got saved, she'd been a drunk for so many, many years. She was about 40 years old, 42 years old, 43 when she got saved. And she started reading a book she'd never read, the Bible. And I got some of my best counsel, my best advice as a pastor by being able to call my mama. Because she knew the book. Amen? And she didn't start as a child. Now, it's great if you can train a child when he's young. Amen! But here, guys, there's hope for you if you'll start right now. Just go with the one way, the one truth, the one life. Go with the book. Go with Jesus. You'd be surprised how quickly you'll learn how He'll bless you. You hearing me today? Amen. Come on. Beware of Satan's tactics. How many read the newspaper? Can I see your hand? Come on. How many read something on the computer sometime? Let me see your hand. Then you read the Bible. Good. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Number three. The traditions of men. Beware of Satan's tactics. The traditions of men. Sounds like a rocket's fixing to take off. You don't hear it, but it's right up here coming down on me. We don't want none of this at the new building. Can we not have all this? Here we go. The traditions of men. Here's another beware. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit. Now watch this part. After the what? Traditions of... After the rudiments of the world and not after Christ. One of the tactics Satan uses over you not following the truth and knowing the truth or getting you off the truth is tradition. Say the word tradition. One more time. A lot of times a tradition is not the truth. But we will hang on to a tradition because it's old and it sounds good. And it must be good because I've been around a long time. So what grandma did must be good. Well, keep that thought in mind. Hey, if the golf swing's wrong, it's wrong, brother. Even grandma? Yep. Amen. Come on. Here we go. The devil is delighted for you to have your faith. Say it with me. The devil is thrilled for you to have your faith your way. He doesn't mind you adding to. He doesn't mind you having these traditions. He doesn't mind you thinking, man, to go to church, you need to have a suit on. He doesn't mind you thinking, man, to be spiritual, you've got to have your hair above your ears. He doesn't mind you saying, man, that King James Bible, that's the only Bible there is, brother. Amen. Alright? Hey. Whatever. You fill in the blank. He doesn't mind you saying, hey, you ladies, you need to put a skirt on to come to church or dress on. You know? He doesn't mind whatever we make up. You understand? Yes or no? Is it about the hair? Is it about the dress? Is it about anything? Or is it about Jesus? Somebody tell me! Somebody tell me! Who's it about? Come on! Craziness! Listen, I say that to you guys because that's the way I was. I love being able to tell people out on the ball field, the players, the people I meet in the stands, or people I meet out at Mama's or Farlow's or down at the beach or wherever I go. I love to be able to tell them, man, you come... dressed just like you are. You're fine. Just come covered up. Amen? Say. I'm covered up. That's all I ask. Amen? Say. Traditions. Hey, I don't like those newfangled songs. Those new songs aren't right. Who made you God? Say. Well, those old songs are terrible. Well, who made you God over that? Hey, are you hearing me? Don't we get stuck in our traditions, yes or no? Yeah. Come on. The traditions have been. Listen to Jesus in Matthew 15. Then came Jesus to Jesus' scribes and Pharisees, which were of Jerusalem, saying, why do the disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread. I do believe in washing your hands before you eat, but anyway, that's another story. This was a little bit different. This is a ceremonial thing. Okay, come on. But he answered and said unto them, why do you transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? So Jesus fired back at them. He says, "For God commanded, saying, honor your father and your mother. And he that curses his father and mother, let him die the death. But you say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me." Now, keep going. "And you don't honor your father or his mother, he'll be free. Thus have you made the commandment of God of none effect by your what? You hypocrites. Well did Isaiah the prophet say of you, this people draws nigh to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." What was he saying to these Pharisees about mom and daddy, about honoring your mom and your mother and father? He was basically saying, the scriptures teach you honoring your father and mother, but they'd come up with this little law that they didn't give to their parents or help their parents because they said, I gave it to the church. I give it to God. I can't help you, Mom. I can't help you, Dad, because I'm giving that to the who. Doesn't that sound spiritual? Say, you think you ought to help your mom and daddy? Somebody tell me. Absolutely. Just because you make up something doesn't make it right. God's Word is always the right way. Amen. Yes or no? That was just a little example. But a lot of times, our beliefs, guys, I know I'm getting off on this a little bit, but a lot of times our beliefs, we have traditions that allow us in ways to be unkind to people or to look down our nose at people and judge people, and we think we're spiritual and we think we're right because they don't dress like us, they might not use the same Bible we use, they might sing a different song than us, but yet we stand in judgment over them. How horrible are we when we do that? Y'all listening, yes or no? That is a tactic of the devil. That is not of the Lord. Amen. Okay, let's keep going. "But in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the what? Commandments of who?" Man, we don't want to do that. Now listen, you can be full of religious tradition and empty of the Spirit of the living God. Amen? You can have all the traditions. That's not why we do what we do here at Fellowship. That's not what I want to be about. And guys, I'm having to shake stuff like that that gets on me, and I have to search my own heart many times. Why am I doing what am I doing? Why do I feel that way about somebody? A lot of times it's a tradition in me or a way I've been taught or something like that. I have to challenge that from the Scriptures by the Spirit, and I have to change that. Amen? Say. The good thing is God cares enough and I'm still growing. Amen. Come on. Number 4, legalism. Now that was sort of like traditions as well. Let's talk about this one real quick. "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of who? Christ." Legalism. The devil is tickled when the church and believers run on man-made your what? Way. That's one of Satan's tactics. Man-made rules. Here's one. You're going to get mad at me. I'm going to say it anyway. Catholic Church, if you're divorced, you can't have communion. Does that sound right or wrong? Wrong! You tell them I said so. Spell my name on that one too. Who are you to make up a rule? Say, listen, I could go denomination, right down the list. Amen? Hey, I've had to challenge my own heart, things that I've said, oh no, you shouldn't do that, or that's not right, or, that it's not in the Bible and I can't find it. I've had to change me. Listen, yes or no? Alright? This particular group, they were hung up on what? Diet and what? Days. It's legalism. Call it what you want to. They were hung up on diet, what you eating and what you doing, and I wish you'd get hung up on Jesus. Amen? Say. How about get hung up on the Word and reading the Word and wanting to reach people for Christ? And how about get hung up on loving people? Amen? Diet's not bad. Certain days are not bad. Nothing wrong with that at all. But don't let diet or days or anything come above the Word. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. And you shall love your who? As your what? Okay? On this hang all the commandments of the law and the prophets. Is that what Jesus said? That's what Jesus said. If any rule we ever have gets us off the hook somehow from loving people, or we come off judging people or coming down on people, guys, listen, that's not the will of God for us. You hearing me? Now, if it's the will of God for you and you say, Pastor, I'm just wrong, I'm going to tell you something, you're in the wrong church. Did you hear me? We have a mission to love people here at Fellowship. Say that with me. We have a mission to love. One more time. We have a mission to love people. Does loving those people mean, hey, we throw the Bible in the trash? No! But it does mean a lot of things that ain't in the Bible that we believe. Hey, if they're not in the Bible and they're not writing, it's a hindrance for us loving people, throw it in the trash. Amen. Say, ooh, I'm going to get in trouble today. I can feel it. Ice coming back. But meat commends us not to God. And that's crazy to think something you eat commends you to God. For neither if we eat are we the better. If we eat not, are we the what? Worse. Now, that might be excellent for your health. But one way or the other, guys, you know, there's a bigger picture here. Take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a what? Stumbling block to them that are weak. Okay? Legalism, diet and days, can give an outward what? Of what? But these practices can never change your what? And see, that's why legalism rules, man-made rules, are so popular, because, see, they make me look good. Anytime I'm about me looking spiritual, a light or something ought to go off in my mind. Why am I doing that? It's all about these people. I ought to be looking to love people, care for people. You hearing me? Oh boy, this is ugly. Don't do or do do. Which one smells? Both of them do. Yeah, I'm sorry. Don't do this and do that. They both stink if they're not scriptural. Can you remember that? Amen. Legalism is so popular because you can measure your spiritual life by it, or so you think. You can even what? We don't do this. Have you ever heard that? What do we say? We don't cuss, and we don't chew, and we don't run with girls that do. Come on, here we go. Here we go. Till we all come into unity of our faith and of the knowledge of who? Unto a perfect or mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of... See, that's my goal, not keeping your list. And that should be your goal, not keeping Gary's list. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be mature in Him. I want to come in the stature of Him. I want to follow after Him. He said, follow me. I want to follow Him and be fishers of men. Amen? Got to go, Raj. How many do we have? Gosh, you're killing me. The last two, we're just going to say them real quick. Mysticism. This is one of the tactics, that no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels or things like that. You know, is it all about Jesus? Yes or no? So any of this spooky stuff, if you go, wow, that sounds spooky. It is. Okay? I don't know where your head's at, but people come up to me and tell me stuff all the time. And immediately I go. It's spooky. If it's spooky, it's probably spooky. And kooky. Stay with the book, man. Keep going. Come on, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. What's the last one, Raj? Mysticism. You only had five. You're lying to me. Are we done, brother? Is there something on the end there that we need to say? Is that about it? Roger says we're done. Okay. Hey, here's the point. Did we learn about Satan's tactics today? Okay, and keep in mind, he wrote these about false religion, things that they were facing right then, Gnosticism. Well, here we are, a couple of thousand years later. Can these same things be something that we can use for our life and us fighting different things? Well, of course. The main thing I want you left with the message today is, working on you. You work on you, I'll work on me. Amen? Say. Let's make sure Jesus is one way, one truth, one life. It's all about Him, and that's what I need to follow. And anything that I add to that should be challenged. Okay? Say. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Lord. Good time in the Word.